On this episode of Still Loading, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do ya, punk? Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome to the newest episode of Still Loading. On today's episode, if you couldn't tell by the tagline, we are talking about the NES game Dirty Harry. So continuing our 40 for 40 series, this is the next game of the Complete in the Box series that I picked up. It's Dirty Harry for the NES. I tried it out, was bored with it immediately. I had to force myself to play like 20 minutes of it. It was a struggle. I did watch a full playthrough of it, so I kind of get what the purpose is now that, like I said, I go into these without reading the manuals. I want to see if I can, see how smart I am. Not smart, by the way. FYI. So you play as Detective Harry Callahan, and you'll hear this line if you nail the bad guy. I guess if you beat the game. See, I didn't beat the game. I watched the playthrough and I didn't have the sound on at the time. Well, actually, I turned it off because I heard the same freaking music. Oh, it's horrible. We'll get into the music later, though. Harry Callahan, he doesn't break cases, he smashes them. And this time, Dirty Harry is out to smash a burgeoning drug smuggling operation that threatens to bring the San Francisco PD to its knees. Follow the trail of the ruthless drug kingpin, sweep the kingpin's criminal scum from the streets, sewers, and dockyards of San Francisco. Crack the case and face the kingpin himself in a blazing showdown on Alcatraz. It's an all-out war of good versus bad. Go ahead, make your day. This is developed by Mindscape and released in 1990, at least in North America, according to the back of the box anyway. And also says Gray Matter, so I do not know if Mindscape published or developed, or if Gray Matter is the developer. I'm guessing Mindscape published and maybe Gray Matter's developer because it shows up in the top left. In any case, once again, no research. This is going in blind. So, after playing the game, like I said, for 20 minutes, it was pretty damn boring. It is ambitious, I will give it that. You play as Harry Callahan, famously played by Clint Eastwood in the movie, and you are running around the streets of San Francisco trying to get to the next portion of it, portion of the game. I would say the gameplay is very similar to a, it's more of a puzzle game than it is an action one, surprisingly enough. Don't get me wrong, you have to dodge enemies and beat them up, and so there is some beat-em-up-esque gameplay segments. I mean, there's a lot of it, and there's also some shoot-em-up segments, but from what I saw the playthrough, a lot of it's just you running around the world trying, exploring, and trying to get to the next area. And from what I saw with the gameplay, they don't really show the controls too much. The controls honestly aren't that intuitive. What I didn't know, because I didn't really try, is that if you kick a lot of the... You'll walk into rooms and you'll see, drawers and other, furniture and things. And if you kick them, then they open up and give you an object. You can also stomp on boxes, which will also give you objects, and that's honestly the majority of it. You just have to keep exploring and finding the items that you need. The enemies are kind of weak. I did notice the guy who was playing on the playthrough got pretty savvy with the strategy, especially when you walk out of the door, always duck immediately, because guys will shoot you faster than you can hit them no matter what. Even if you see it in time, the game doesn't react fast enough. At least from my experience, maybe I was just slow. But, yeah, so you can't... You have to... He ducked almost... He or she, whoever played it, ducked immediately. And there's some interesting strategies involved to it. What was cool that you could shoot in a large array of directions. Up, down, left, right, and diagonally. All the diagonals. It was... not diagonal. Down. Actually, maybe on the bottom half. I didn't really see him do it too much. So pretty much the range of shooting, though, is pretty open. It's pretty great. But while that is awesome with its very flexible or very open control scheme, where it kind of kills it is the controls itself. They're not very tight. They're very kind of... I don't know. It reminds me a lot of like Double Dragon controls, which I loved the game. I loved Double Dragon, especially the second one. But the control, because they would make you do platforming segments and you have to hit A and B at the same time to jump. And I understand it was a limitation of the controller and the developers are trying to do, you know, have creative ways of getting around it. But it just, I hate that control scheme. So the A button punches and the B button uses your weapon. So you can set which weapon you're using from the start screen. You can either, you know, use your pistol, which has a specific number of rounds, or you can get bombs, which I did see him blowing up, or him or her blowing up safes on the playthrough I saw. And honestly, it was so boring. I skimmed through just to see what the final boss looked like. It was... the game itself was only about 35 minutes long, according to the playthrough I watched. But then again, that person knew what they were doing. I honestly do not recommend this game. I know I'm saying like my final verdict a little early, but the music's repetitive. I don't even remember the melody. I just remember it like drilling into my ears, and it's not... It's horrible. And so you play through the, you know, as you explore the streets of San Francisco, you know, shooting enemies. It's kind of more of a like a puzzle solving game, like I said. And the reason why I said before it's ambitious was, one, the controls were surprisingly open, like I said already as well, but also that it was interesting that you could the exploration aspect of the game, because it felt like a full world, which I was really surprised with. You explore different... It's all obviously on 2D planes, but they do a real good job with perspective of like different doors and hallways and of the buildings that you walk in. And like you can walk in one building and come out the other side. So if you really sat down and took your time with it, you could draw up a map of like a 3D world based off of how they designed and laid out this game. It was really impressive. At least to me, it was. Maybe other people aren't impressed by that. But on an NES, for me, like... I mean, I know I'm not the most experienced person with playing a ton of NES games, but I really don't see it that often. Overall, it really wasn't my favorite, though, like I said. And I can't really recommend playing it too much. The bosses, from what I saw, just turned into shoot-em-up contests. Like, the final couple bosses was pretty much just bullet hells. You know, tons and tons of sprays. And... the game, from what I don't know if there's a limited number of continues. I'll have to check into that later on if I go back and play it. But I lost all my lives, and then it said, "Do you want to continue?" Hit yes, and it starts you right there. So it feels very forgiving. And I was playing around a lot. They give you a lot of lives and a lot of health, so I think it's a pretty fair game for how many enemies they throw at you and how long it takes you to actually die from said enemies. But it's still not that fun of a game. The difficulty, I will say, is fair, but the game itself is not fun. And I know I keep saying that over and over again, but there really wasn't much to it. I was really bored with this one. I hope I didn't tread all over someone's childhood with this, but I can't recommend it. If you have not played it, I honestly don't recommend it. Unlike Cybernoid last week's and Conquest of the Crystal Palace the week before that, this is actually... no, this isn't the first game I would not recommend. Battle Olympus was pretty bad. Oh, no, sorry, Battle Olympus wasn't bad. It was Archon, that's what I'm thinking. I'm looking at them all right here. So far, just to give like a quick synopsis of everything I've played so far with this 40 for 40 series, Arch Rivals has been my favorite game, the very first one. Chippendale Rescue Rangers, then Arch Rivals. Arch Rivals was the biggest surprise. Chippendale I wasn't surprised by. I was happy I actually beat it. Arch Rivals was a lot of fun. I actually brought friends over to play it just to be like, have you ever heard of this game? It's surprisingly good. Just to show how bad this game is, I'm going into past reviews because I was so bored with it. I don't normally give number ratings. I don't plan on starting now, but if I... nah, it's not good. Just don't play it. If you want to, out of curiosity, go for it. If you're one of those types who like to play it so bad type of good games, I could see someone getting along with this, but someone getting some amusement out of this. But overall soundtrack's bad, controls aren't very good. Open, like, very, not open's the best word, but you get what I'm saying, like, it's very surprisingly wide. The amount of things you're able to do is surprisingly wide, because you had tons of different items. You figure it out pretty easily. It's just the game's boring. I would say it's surprisingly well designed, just boring. So, sorry guys, not the best review, I should say, but it was so boring. Please don't get this game. I don't know how many times I have to say it. Play a ROM. Don't waste your money on it. That's about it for this week's episode. I know it's only about 10 minutes long, shorter than my DLC from last week. But on a side note, I do have some new ideas for episodes to lay in between this 40 for 40 series. I'm doing research on it now, so hopefully it'll come out soon. I can't promise when. I'm doing research currently, but stay tuned. I promise you there are good things coming, and I will see you next time.